I'm Pat Lencioni here with Chris Stefanik, and here's your 3-minute reset. I'm thinking about the concept of Irish goodbyes and how we leave the office every day, how we leave our workplace every day. An Irish goodbye, if I get this right, is when people just kind of disappear. And I think it comes from the fact that a lot of people, when they left Ireland, they just like disappeared because they knew that I'm going forever. It's very sad. It's when the country was disappearing because of people were so poor and they dispersed to every part of the world. And I know my relatives were part of that. And so I people will say, oh, the Irish goodbye, he just disappeared and nobody knew he left. And I think sometimes the last 5 minutes of our day at work can say a lot to the people we work with. And if we want to leave them with a sense of goodness and dignity, sometimes I think just checking in with them at the end of the day and saying, hey, great day today, or I can't wait to see you tomorrow, or I'm leaving now and this is where I'm going, just to give them a sense, or say, hey, are you doing anything tonight? Taking that moment, that last 5 minutes, can make all the difference between how they leave the office. Because when somebody goes, hey, did the boss leave, or did my colleague leave? Oh yeah, they just took off. And you, I think all of us know that feeling of like, oh, they didn't stop to say goodbye. And it's a small thing. And you know, over the course of our lives, we might be able to save 5 hours by never saying goodbye. But taking that extra couple minutes to check in with people and leave them in a good way is probably really impactful.
And this is true with your coworkers, but I gotta say this, especially if you're a boss, especially if you're in a place of authority, it takes so little effort to make such a big difference. If your workspace feels cold and impersonal, dude, you could fix that. You could fix that just by stopping in to as many people as you can and say, hey, thanks for today and we'll see you tomorrow. Just that little bit of eye contact, it shows appreciation. It shows humanity. You know, it's like my kids cannot go to sleep until I've tucked them in, right? My 18-year-old son just left for college. He had to come in the room and say goodnight. But that closure is necessary for the human heart. We grow older. We go in the workspace. We pretend that we don't need that anymore. We absolutely need that. You absolutely need a goodbye. And when you don't give that, guys, what you unintentionally end up communicating is, yeah, I just don't care. Even if you don't feel that way, that's what people start to hear over time. I don't care about your humanity. I don't care what you did all day. I'm not grateful, right? And you might be. Just take 90 seconds to communicate that. You could probably cover 10 people in 90 seconds.
And if you haven't done that in the past, this is not really an embarrassing thing to start doing. It's not like they're going to go, what's going on? In fact, people go, hey, that was great. Mm-hmm. So this is one of those easy, simple things we can start doing right now that people may or may not notice, like that we changed, but they're going to notice it every day when we do it.
Lord, we thank you so much for the simple ways you call us to make such a difference and to show your divine love. Help us to respond to your call. Amen.
Amen.